married already in certain areas. A young lad, forgive me if I've got this wrong, but I think it's that he didn't like to use public transport. He found that made him anxious, or he didn't live near public transport. But he used the personal budget and he got a bike and the lights and the locks and the helmet, and that meant he could cycle to the places he wanted to get to, so that he could go to the clubs and the activities that got him out of his house and back in to doing things with people his own age again. And so that was not a lot of money, but it's made a massive difference to him. Also, I'm trying to think of another one. Somebody wanted to do gardening, so it helped to pay for them to join a gardening club and do a horticultural course. So then they were able to go into work afterwards, because they had the skills to do that and they'd done it at the time that worked for them. And there's so many different ways of using it and doing it. And one of the other things with personal health budget, a lady I know, she has an assistance dog that's paid for through her personal health budget. And you might think, why are we buying people pets out of health money? What is going on? But this dog, Kingston, he saves a fortune, and he makes her life amazing. He can get her washing out the machine, load the washing in the machine. He knows if she's going to have...
The dog?
Yeah. She will do the buttons, but he will put it in and get it out, you know, the washing machine. And he can tell if she's going to have a fit or seizure or anything like that in advance of it happening and warn her. And go and get the phone for her and stuff if she needs to phone 999. It's astounding. Amazing. The things the, and to pay for him is about £3,000 a year, £2,000 a year, something like that. But he takes away her needing one PA in her house 24/7. And the cost of employing somebody across that is phenomenal in comparison to that. And he's part of her life. He's, you know, and he's there, and it's company. She socialises because she takes him out and everything. Yeah. It's amazing the differences that things can make for people. Just, you know, by doing something that is works for someone that they know will work for them, but goes against what we would consider being supporting someone's health in the sort of traditional sense of the word.
Yeah, I suppose, as you say, it's the mental health, isn't it, sometimes? And that's different for each person.
Yeah.
And there isn't a one-size-fits-all.
No, and that's why it's personalised care.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. And that's how we all should treat each other, you know, as individuals. And we should remember that if you're hoisting someone or washing someone... If that was you doing it yourself, you'd do it in a certain way. And if you were, someone was doing it to you, how would you want to be treated when that was happening? You know, it doesn't take time to be nice to people and be kind.
Very good. Claire, thank you for your time today. Is there any message you'd like to share with our nurses? You know, you've been working with them for a number of years.
Yeah. I'm sorry it can be tough some days, but you're so much appreciated. So please keep going.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you to all our nurses, doctors, carers, support workers. Thank you for watching The Voice of Nursing, and we'll talk to you again soon.